Thanks, Mayor, for joining us today.
Indeed, Aaron. There's a lot going on here.
Now, let's start by getting an update on the current status of the investigation into the fire that took place at the Bellevue Mill a little bit more than a week ago, about a week and a half ago now.
Well, about a week ago. It was Friday, a little over a week. And so the fire marshal has determined it's suspicious, and that's probably more of a loaded word that's intended, but not to do another word. It's just sort of unusual that a fire would start. I don't think at this point the investigation is continuing now, and the last update I heard is they're not quite sure. It still could be any number of things, and who knows whether they'll be able to determine it or not. What I do know is that the building has been turned back over to the owners, and I know the owners and the folks who are going to develop it are scrambling, trying to figure out what they can do so they can continue on with the project. I think everybody wants to do it. They have to figure out what's different on the ground and what kind of arrangements need to be made. So still a little early to know either exactly what happened, if we'll ever know that, and still a little bit early to know kind of what the status is going to be. But everyone's working to, make sure we... If at all possible, keep that project going.
What was it that led the fire marshal to decide that this was a suspicious cause, do you know?
Well, it's just that it's mostly, it's called, he didn't do suspicious but undetermined. So,
right.
You know, there's just not much of anything in there. There's not a lot stored. There certainly is the wood floors and the wood beams, but there's not much that would either start a fire or start a fire big enough that would spread. So who knows? It could have been, it might have been just an accident. It might have been purposeful accident. it could have been just, again, somebody who was, clearly trespassing and might have started it, I guess is what it means, but there's, exactly who that might be. There's not a lot of indication that there was any particular foul play or anything about the, in terms of, there's no really benefit that would be known to either of the parties to have this fire for the folks who are trying to develop and trying to sell it. So it just looks like, it could have been set, but who knows? I wish we could be more. And certainly, there's a lot more information that they want to look through. They get some idea that, it's an interesting that the fire would begin at this place, but it's going to be a little bit hard to probably figure out exactly what happened.
And
they're certainly looking for information if people have some information about seeing anybody in that area.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, you mentioned the building, those lofts, or the mill was going to be turned into housing, right? And that's still in the works as of right now, right?
Yes. Certainly. Again, all the parties are trying to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been unoccupied property, and this is a problem that, we see. People, feel like they can just go in and
are
curious, and it is still trespassing. And so we want to let people know, it's not the area. Don't go in trying to get some memorabilia or go check it out. The area is closed off. It is not safe, for one, and two, it's just not proper. And we do expect folks to be courteous and abide by the no trespassing that's there.
Well, let's turn our attention to other issues around town. This past Friday, for the end of May, and another good night for Hillsborough, I'm sure, and the District Commission, the Historic District Commission, recognized some volunteers as well.
Well, yeah. So two awards were given out. One was for volunteers, our Hillsborough Cemetery Committee, and Hillsborough has several. The Old Town Cemetery, what we call the Old Slave Cemetery or Margaret Lane Cemetery, and a few other places around. This is a fairly new committee. We've had for many, many years what was called the Margaret Lane Cemetery that looks just after that one cemetery that was over in Margaret Lane that had been fallen into a disrepair. And we realized that, all the cemeteries needed attention. We had some real champions who got together, and they have spent hours and hours and hours going through and cleaning up the tombstones, pulling out the ivy from all the walls, making sure some of the lichen is cleaned off, making sure that the tombstones are photographed, and there's a a good inventory of what's happening there, just putting some of the hours and hours. And so the Historic District Commission wanted to recognize these volunteers, and they were presented with an award at the last Friday for the all the folks who were on the cemetery committee. The other award that was given, which is the Preservation Champion Award, it is the that was for Stuart and Linda Painter, Linton Architects, and John Shoneman of Dovetail Construction, who have renovated 106 South Churton Street. A lot of us remember that as the old Blue Bayou building. And that is just a marvelous example of preserving the old character of the building but adding modern features. So what they had to do to help preserve the walls and the windows and the general feel of it is literally take out a wooden infrastructure and put in a steel one. And then one of the things they did was put a sort of a more modernistic skylight across the entire length of the building. And so now it is offices, but it is just a natural light that filters through the entire building. And it's really a joy to be inside that building. So you see the old walls from the front of the street. It looks very much just like, you know, the other old buildings that are right there. It's kept, it's retained all the walls and the brick and the windows, but from the back you do see the sort of modernist glass, and it just fits very nicely in the character of downtown.
And how was it that they got involved in the project, do you know?
Well, Stuart Painter is an attorney who just lives down the street here, a couple blocks from the building, and they moved to town. They're raising their family here, and so found the building, and you know, it was in real bad shape. Part of the floorboards were coming in, and people might remember there were pigeons going in and out of the windows. So it really needed a lot of TLC. And here again, just a local person decided, I'm going to make an investment. I'm going to make my life here in town. And it just did a marvelous job. Again, our Historic District Commission, who were, you know, stewards of the character of the Historic District and other historic artifacts in the landscape in town, wanted to recognize, you know, not just, you know, I have people come through when they want to do the project and get permission to do the project, but want to recognize there's really good and interesting things that people can do with historic preservation, and kind of recognize what's going well in terms of historic preservation here in Hillsborough.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens again, and Mayor, before we let you go, a couple of other items we've got to mention. First of all, Hillsborough has a new poet laureate, Endless Will, right?
Yep. Endless Will.
Endless Will.
William Davis. Going to encourage people to come by June 1st at 6 p.m. at the Hillsborough Arts Council.
And that's tomorrow.
Be a little installation ceremony for the new poet laureate. And so that's going on this weekend.
What is his job as poet laureate? What does he do?
Well, generally, this is something that the group of poets and the Arts Council and part of the literary community in town, it's just there to recognize the arts, and particularly the literary arts that are happening. And so we expect the poet laureate to be available to visit schools, to talk about poetry, to and as appropriate at, you know, various community events, can provide some poetry for the occasion. So it's again, it's a recognition of the importance of the arts in our community, and particularly the literary arts.
Does Hillsborough have a decent literary community? I'm not 100% sure.
Well, let's think about that. You know, it the arts are so amazing here, Aaron, in Hillsborough, and of course we've gotten this incredible recognition for the writers that have moved in here. We have this nice little independent bookstore, and new writers coming up. Just had another sort of first novel that came out from a local teacher, and then we have our well-known writers, the Lee Smiths and the Allender Gaines and Michael Malones, who are here with Yip Rock and Red Eye moving in. It's just now we suddenly every month we have these national and international world-class music coming in, as well as a lot of local fare that's happening, and there's outdoor concerts that's going to be happening for the summer. So we'll be talking more about that, and certainly the visual arts is quite strong here too. So I think what we're seeing in Hillsborough is the importance of the arts, and that is what we're known for here at the beginning of the 21st century, and in many ways we're the art center right here in the Triangle.
That's absolutely true. And before we let you go, mention those events coming up later on this summer. This weekend, not in Hillsborough, but in Hurdle Mills, there's going to be a triangle polo classic for charity, which you're participating in, right? Are you going to be on the back
Indeed,
of a horse playing polo?
I am not
polo?
Going
is
to
that...
play polo. I will tell you this. That would be dangerous for everybody, but I will be there. I'll be doing one of the MC folks. And this was we were just delighted that we can have the Triangle Polo Club have come to Orange County and come to our area and do the charity classic. And so we're glad to see that. I know where the Hillsborough Chamber works very, very hard on that. And in fact, here in Hillsborough, not only is it a polo game, it's about a 25-minute drive from where I sit in Hillsborough, so just out in the community and out in the country, and it'll be a beautiful day on Saturday, so come on out to see the polo game. But on Friday night, there's going to be a pre-party, and that will also be just fabulous. It's going to be at the Cloth Mill, which is in, you know, again, when the other mill that is in Hillsborough. And it's Jeans and Jewels Jubilee, and so it is going to be casual chic. Guys, wear your jeans and khakis, and encouraging the ladies to put on the bling. So it's going to be a lot of fun and food, and just a nice pre-party. So encourage folks to come on out to that. I'll be out there that night. And so if you go to the Hillsborough Chamber website, hillsboroughchamber.com, you can find all the information about it, Jeans and Jewels Jubilee, and then get your tickets for the Triangle Charity Polo Classic.
All right, sounds good. We got to let you go, but Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Aaron.